The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank.
Yes, welcome everybody. And we have a guest with us yet again. I'm so excited about today's show.
Should be a good show.
Super excited about today's show. We have with us Mike Olden from American Reporting Company. And we're not jumping right into this right away, but say hello, Mike.
Good afternoon. I'm pleased to be here.
Excellent. Thank you. We're glad you came. Thank you so much for making the time. I love talking about credit. Even before we just got on air, we were having a very spirited conversation.
That's right. It was lively. Yeah.
It was lively. Yeah. It's always lively around here.
Always something going on
around
here.
What the heck? Yeah, I'm part of the conversation. Right. Of course it's lively.
That's right. And we'd like our listeners to join in that conversation too. We are going to be talking about credit, how your credit scores are derived, and how what you can do to improve your credit score. And you can call us toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Today's a great day to call in.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is going to be a perfect show for questions. I hope people take advantage of this because, you know, we just had our class the other week, right, on February 6th.
First time homebuyer class.
Had our first time homebuyer class with the Washington State Housing Finance Commission sponsored program. And a big part of that event is talking about credit. And it would have been fantastic to have someone like yourself, Mike, on that class with us. But I know it's a five-hour class, so
I do a lot of those. So next time, let me know. We'll come in and talk for 20 or 30 minutes.
Oh, careful what you're offering. We will so take you up on it. We used to have some other credit folks come in, and some of those partners we used to have moved on to other things. One of them went to a different business venture, and one of them moved over to the east side of the Cascades. So the people that we used to have do the classes with us are no longer available to us, so...
Well, I've been in this business 31 years. It's too late for me to start over again, so I'm stuck with it.
Okay. Well, as long as you have that opinion, I'll take advantage of it.
I'm waiting for it. What, no hair joke? He's got hair. I don't. We've been in the business
He's
about
the
same amount
of time. He's
not
pulling the credit reports. He's just building the credit.
That's right. Well, as I know, it's pulling them that's caused the demise.
It's because you pull it first and go, you go, no, call this guy, and then, you know, then it gets better.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
All right. Well, before we get into our spirited discussion today, do you want to go over how rates are looking?
Absolutely. This will be really, really quick. They're excellent right now, and we are lower than we thought we would be.
And lower than last week?
Well, just a little bit lower, yes.
Really?
Yeah, rates are still tracking with the stock market. So if the stock market struggles, so do rates. And we're tracking...
Sorry for your portfolio, people.
Yeah, I know. That's the bad news with it. But all of a sudden, our phones are getting getting flooded with people wanting to refinance because
that's
they just
what
weren't
I've heard.
Expecting this.
Yeah.
So I imagine you're seeing that, too, on your end, Mike, with lots of activity, people pulling reports. And
We are seeing a lot of activity at ARC, yes.
Yeah, it's busy, busy right now. So a 30-year fixed rate, conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate, the national average now is 3.69%.
Sweet.
15-year fixed rates, the national average is 2.99%.
Nice.
FHA loans, if you're a first-time buyer out there, the average is 3.25 for a 30-year fixed
down
rate.
Down again.
FHA, down again.
Oh, my goodness.
And jumbo rates are averaging around 3.625%, 3.625%. So we're sitting really, really good right now. And
of course, those rates are also dependent on
credit scores. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Funny about that. Yeah, a few years ago, the government-sponsored entity enterprises, GSEs we call them, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae. Well, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac have what's called risk-based pricing. So the better your credit score, the better your interest rate, the better your loan pricing can be, and vice versa. So if you fall below certain levels, then it can start to get kind of expensive depending on how that score comes in. So, yeah, lots to talk about today. Let's jump right in. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is a topic that could easily take all of our time. So I hope you're here for the full hour. Did you pay for parking for the appropriate amount of time?
I did.
Okay, good.
I found a spot that was more than 2 hours.
Awesome. Well, yeah. we had a guest last week. And he's like, I didn't know how long I'd be on here, so I only paid for 45 minutes.
Right.
We're like, oh.
And he drove, he drove a what?
Did he drive a Prius?
No. I think he might have. Yeah. He wasn't, going to admit it on the air. But
Mike, what do you drive?
I drive an Infiniti.
Okay.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, see, there's a winner. I used to drive an Infiniti. I had my J30 until some idiot ran a intersection. And
well, there you go. There you go.
Totaled it. Of course, now I have my awesome S2000, so
there you go.
I can't complain too much.
So Mike Olden with American Reporting Company. So tell us a little bit, Mike. You know, everything, we have mortgages, car loans, insurance, employment sometimes are all, you know, people are running your credit and they're looking at your credit scores. So can you kind of tell us a little bit about kind of what the scores are and how they're derived?
Sure. And before we start, just to go back a moment there on what Fannie and Freddie look at, a good colleague of mine, he gave me what I think is a great definition of credit. Credit is the cost of money.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And the, the better
Absolutely.
That you manage your credit and your credit scores, regardless of which score model's being used, you're going to be rewarded with lower interest rates.
Correct.
So I think that's a great illustration for the listeners to imagine is that credit is the cost of money.
Sure, because as a lender, our best prediction of how you will behave in the future is how you've acted in the past.
Exactly. And that's really...
Unlike stocks. Sorry.
And that's really the foundation of credit scores is predictive analytics. So when you pull a credit report on one of your borrowers, it's taking a snapshot at that moment of their credit.
Right.
And it's generating a credit score. Now, in our industry, we use FICO scores.
Right.
So we'll maybe talk about that predominantly today. And again, it's based on a number of different factors. Not all scores are FICO scores. We've taken FICO scores and genericized them like other products. Band-Aid, Kleenex, Xerox.
Exactly.
And so we want to be mindful that not all scores are FICO scores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely want to cover part of that because people are watching all these commercials out there today and they're hearing about like Vantage scores and all this other stuff. And it's like, what's the difference?
And there's probably, including earlier generations of scores, there's probably 60 or 70 active scores that the credit bureaus and lenders are using today. But they, regardless whether it's FICO or Vantage, and those are probably the two major ones. Vantage was developed about 10 years ago collectively by the three credit bureaus.
Right.
It's, for all intents and purposes, a competitor to FICO.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the two basic, the two primary scores that we see. But all scores are going to use a lot of the same key elements. Payment history. Are we making our payments on time each month? At least no more than 30 days past the due date. That's most important. Proportion of balance to credit limit, especially on credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, department stores, because those are unsecured debt.
Quick question. How is American Express viewed? Since don't they usually have like kind of an open...
Yeah, they're typically viewed as an unsecured debt.
Okay, but how in terms of, because you're supposed to pay those off every month typically, so as compared to, say, a Visa, how are they scored? Because I know there's different...
They're basically scored the same. Now, now an underwriter, a lender, such as Eric, his underwriter may view an American Express slightly different. It depends on the American Express account. You've got the old traditional green card where you had to pay the balance in full each month.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some cards that are revolving where you pay a percentage of the
different colors, blue, black.
Yeah. And then they have some that are hybrids, like the Prius.
Right.
On there.
That nobody likes.
So those are the first, those are the two most important items. That accounts for 65% of our FICO scores, our payment history, and the proportion of balance to credit limit. Other items, how long have we been using credit?
Right.
Inquiries, are we going out and applying for a lot of new unsecured debt? And then the types of credit used, and occasionally, depending on the model, you might find available credit.
Right.
Those are the 5 to 6 key factors that determine the score. If we can concentrate on the first two, making our payments on time each month, keeping our unsecured debt as low as possible, but a good rule of thumb is below 25% of the credit limit, and limiting applications for new unsecured debt, especially when the consumer is working with both of you in that mortgage transaction.
Right. We coach our customers during that shopping period. Don't do that. Don't go out there and buy things.
We've learned we need to be even more specific sometimes. Yeah. Well, because we've had people, it's like, what? We had that discussion in November. We had a mutual client. It was like, I'm sorry, he's buying a truck now?
Wait. And furniture.
And furniture.
Yeah.
And they were getting the interior designer all lined up to do a bunch of work. I was like, no. Yeah.
So I think if you concentrate on those three key items, you have developed a very strong foundation for good to excellent FICO scores in the future.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So and just to reemphasize, especially because I see that all the time as well when I'm running credit, is that percentage of the balance to the credit limit has got to be. It's got to be, low. And the higher that goes, if you're at the limit or, heaven forbid, above the limit, it just pummels the credit score, doesn't it?
It can, certainly. Officially, FICO will say keep your balances as low as possible. But a good rule of thumb is below 20 to 25% of the credit limit on unsecured debt. It's not such a critical factor on secured items like mortgage loans, auto loans, student loans. There, the key element, as it is with all accounts, is the payment history. Make the payments on time.
So, Mike, what about someone that takes out a home equity line of credit? So a line of credit is secured against real estate, but it's still considered a revolving type account?
It will show up revolving on the credit report, but because it's secured by real estate, it's not scored the same way as, say, a credit card or department store.
But is it also not getting as much weight behind it as the traditional mortgage would be, or no?
No, I don't believe so. It's secured by real estate, and that's the key. It's a secured account.
Okay.
Wow, that went fast. When we come back, stay with us for Mike Olden with American Reporting Company. We're talking about credit here on KKOL 1300.
Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.